Welcome back. You're in the huddle. 101.3 The Game on a sunny Tuesday, guys. Yeah, it is a sunny Tuesday, so that's good to see. Finally, a little sun out there. I may go out for a jog, take my shirt off.
No, you won't.
Yeah, you don't know that.
I do know that. I know you well enough. I know you won't do that.
There are some things in life we know, and that's one of them.
Let's go out to the TikTok Jewelers guest line. Joining us now, we had him on every week during football season, the K-Train of RotoWire. It's Ken Kreitz. How you doing, Ken?
I am well, gentlemen. I hope everything is safe and sound in your household.
I feel like I had to play the bell when you played the whistle. I don't know why. I feel like we're having a musical.
You've missed the whistle, haven't you, Artie?
Yeah, I was going to say, Ken, this coronavirus, not good for business right now, is it, my friend?
We, like you guys, we wouldn't mind a little more sports going on right now. We were excited. You know, we have a UFC section, and we were excited when that was going to happen in April. I now see it's bumped to May. Certainly, we made a big deal of the draft. Gosh, we're having to cover esports events for the games that are on DraftKings and FanDuel. But, yeah, fantasy sports, a little slower than normal nowadays.
Yeah, I'll bet. Ken, do you see a lot of year-round fantasy leagues going for which the draft actually matters and kind of shifts the landscape?
Yeah, actually, something was growing in popularity before the whole pandemic, which was what's called best ball leagues. And the most popular are on Yahoo. You can either play as part of their daily fantasy situation, though it's not daily, or you can play for free there. Why it's growing in popularity is it's just a draft. So you draft deeper rosters than usual. People do it year-round, but there's no week-to-week rosters to manage. You check in, see how your team's doing, but there's nothing you can change. There's no free agents. So you draft a few more people at each position and then see what happens. So a lot of people enjoy doing that if fans are interested. I recommend it. It's a great thing to do now. Just Google best ball Yahoo, and there's a draft every day.
Ken, the draft can certainly have a big impact on how you view your fantasy team. If you're thinking about, okay, well, there's some interesting rookies here. Maybe I can cut some of my guys. Hey, some of my guys are going to get elevated by these rookies around them. So let's start at the quarterback position. Who made out the best because of this draft?
Dak Prescott really moved up our board based on their first-round pick of Oklahoma's CeeDee Lamb. We've got Prescott at QB3 now, if you can believe it. They're going to run a lot of three wide receiver sets. They've got new offensive coordinator Kelly Moore running things. We expect him to open it up more. Jason Witten's not there. He's off to Las Vegas. So we're going to see a lot more three wide receiver sets. We think Prescott's got even more weapons. They still have a first-rate offensive line. So we really like Prescott's value right now. I'll tell you, here's a crafty, very easy, super late-round backup QB. Throw a dart at Drew Lock, the Broncos starter. Now he's got some, it looks like a really interesting backup. Now he's got Alabama's Jerry Jeudy in the fold. Plus they've got the return of tackle Juwan James. So Locke, I like as a sneaky last-round backup pick. And then, boy, speaking of quarterbacks, the rich just getting richer. Pat Mahomes getting another weapon in pass-catching running back. Edwards-Helaire, you know, they got him in the first round. We've got Edwards-Helaire at running back 15 already in PPR leagues. You know, PPR is a point per reception. Of course, Mahomes is already QB1. And this just makes that case even stronger.
Yeah, you're saying all this stuff, though, based on all these rookies. Do you expect all of these rookies? I mean, seriously, every one of these rookies is the greatest thing since sliced bread. Do you expect these guys to all elevate everybody around them like this?
Well, no. And actually, you bring up a great point. They're all getting more attention than usual because what else are we going to do sports-wise right now, right? But we don't really know what summer practices and preseasons are going to be like. And so we really don't know what kind of training these guys are going to get. I think running backs are fine. For so many of them, the toughest part is pass protection, and maybe you put the vet in on obvious passing downs. I think the running backs will be okay, but the QB and wide receivers, I think they're going to be hard-pressed when they're in a competition with veterans that know what they're doing, and they get limited reps because of this, pandemic situation. Your rookie wide receivers and QBs, I don't see them making much of a dent, maybe as much as they normally would.
you know, can I don't want to overthink this, but I'm just kind of curious. If, let's say, the NFL did move back and they didn't start till the middle of October, move back to the Super Bowl, does that change the way you want to draft because there's not as many good weather games and now they're playing in maybe more cold weather games since they're starting in October and scoring is down, or is that just overthinking the whole damn thing?
Well, I think when you get near the end and you go for a kicker, I always want a kicker that's indoors or south.
Right.
I don't think that changes here. Maybe it becomes even more so. I just don't want to deal with a kicker in bad weather at the end of the season. And ideally, you're not changing kickers around too often. But for the most part, I don't know how the shortened season might affect drafts. There's always some guys that get injured in preseason, right? And we'll see if that happens or not. I'm trying to think of big injured players that are hopeful to come back early in the season. I can't think of any.
My guy Chris Carson.
Oh, Chris Carson. Yeah, when's Carson expected back?
Well, he was supposed to be back in training camp. Him and Rashad Penny were both going to be ready for training camp for the Seahawks, they thought, but they pushed the season back. It would allow him to get a little healthier. How do you feel about your Patriots draft, more importantly?
Well, from a fantasy perspective, it's classic that they took two quarterbacks, right? Or two tight ends,
yeah.
Because making it utterly even harder to figure out who's going to be the go-to guy. I kind of assume, unlike when they got Hernandez and Gronk, I think they view both these guys as a little more of upside projects, maybe a bit of a crapshoot. I'm a little surprised they took Dalton Keene over Dayton's Adam Trautman. Yeah. Trautman was a three-year starter, much more proven track record than Keene. I think he's going to help the Saints quickly, though he's behind Jared Cook. But, yeah, classic Patriots, and if anyone can figure out what Bill Belichick plans had for this upcoming season, they should get a job in the NFL. They shouldn't be listening to the radio.
Nothing but head-scratching after head-scratching pick, as usual, from
as
the Patriots.
Usual. Exactly.
The only difference now is that they're not going to be automatically 12-4, so you can't get away with bad drafts at this point. But what about
Are you saying, Rich, that you were not scouting the Lenoir Rhine backfield heading into the draft?
That's a college, isn't it?
Kyle Duggar School.
It sounds like some French band or something. You know, it's like, go up to Montreal and see Lenoir
Rhine.
I'll
have a bottle of the Lenoir Rhine.
What about Joe Burrows? What's his value on a team like Cincinnati right out of the gate?
Well, one thing we like is he's got veteran wide receivers. In addition to T. Higgins that they took in the second round. And he's probably going to get 75 rush attempts. So believe it or not, we've got him at QB12. Now, we always say, hey, especially if you're not getting one of the top QBs, you should really wait on quarterbacks. And that whole QB anywhere between 8 and 16 is almost as much of a coin flip. But we think Burrows is going to get every rep he possibly can. He's got veteran wide receivers. The offensive line can only get better. But yeah, QB12, which means, hey, certainly rosterable, maybe even start for somebody. But like I said, I'm kind of worried about all these rookies not getting a lot of prep time before the season starts.
Ken, I'll get you out of here on these two questions. I know you're a big basketball guy. I think that's your favorite sport. You've been watching The Last Dance just like we have. You went to college in Chicago, spent a lot of time in Chicago. What's your impression been of The Last Dance as a guy who lives through it?
Oh, man, absolutely love it. So many memories. This is how great the Chicago Bulls were. My wife hates sports, and yet the Bulls were so good, she agreed to go to a sports bar with me every Friday to watch the Bulls.
Are you sure it was the Bulls, or did she just want you to, you know, fund her drinks?
She was not eager to spend more time with me, Brady. It was definitely the Bulls.
Even back then.
Sidelines, it's not there anymore. The sports bar in our neighborhood was called Sidelines. They had a chicken Caesar salad my wife liked. She loved yelling Scotty and Tony at the top of her lungs when Pippen and her coup coach would score. That was her thing.
How much beer have you had during quarantine? Because I can just picture you just popping over to Foligno's to-go service and picking up some four packs.
Holding up a sign, I need more beer.
I have cases from our good friends at Foligno's, as well as pizzas from Foligno's. But, you know, I saw a tweet from Conan O'Brien who said, can we all relax the definition of quote-unquote alcoholic during the pandemic? And I was like, here, here.
He was like, cheers to that.
I'm jogging more, too. Hopefully they offset each other, Brady.
Wow,
good for you.
Wow. You're jogging drunk. I guess you're not the only one.
You've seen me very slowly, kind of fat guy falling down the Route 7 hill there near a Silver Museum. That's my pathetic pace that I try keeping in the neighborhood here.
He's Ken Kreitz, the K-Train of RotoWire. Ken, we miss you. Hopefully we'll be back on track. There'll be no delays, and we'll get you ready for the football season.
I don't know when the preseason's going to happen, but when it does, I look forward to getting on air with you guys. Thanks a lot.